When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
From Sweet Home Alabama to the world, from the no-name studio on the bleeding edge of technology, Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, they knocked out the kickoff hour for you. Almost all the Rick and Bubba platforms. Adler is out today. He's spending his final day getting the baby settled in. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Blazing Silverman has that covered for you today. So we do have YouTube back up and running. A little technical difficulty here at the old no-name, but back up and running now. Pardon us for that setback. We'll unpack it, the stories of the day, but first we need the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Burgess! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, and associates everywhere.
Bubba, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Well, we were talking about in the break. They might have kicked you around a little bit on the kickoff hour. I actually had an emailer today getting the show started. Hey, man, what'd you think about our president last night? And I said, you know, I've gotten to the point that I'm into looking after my health, and I just decided there was nothing positive of putting myself through that. So I knew exactly how it would go. I hear everybody kicking around some of the things we've seen that have been handed out for us to cover. I mean, let me ask you this. Do y'all really think, does anybody think, there's ever going to be a president to come up on the State of the Union that they are over and say, you know what, I really messed this up?
Yeah, yeah. We got work to do. I'm sorry, up to this point.
I've really messed. The State of the Union is not good, and it's really my fault and my administration. We've kind of, you know, there's some terms that, you know, uncles and coaches and people, men around us would say when they say you didn't do something, you kind of messed something up. They had various ways to put it. But nobody's going to do that. And what's going to happen is he's going to get up there and claim. Bubba said he's claimed things. I can't even believe what he's told me. He's going to claim the most outrageous things. He's not going to tell the truth. The opposing party is going to talk about he's a liar and he's terrible and he's awful. And we're going to be nowhere near. Yeah. So why waste your time on that? Just, you know, if you got some things you need to get done.
We're all going
to
sit at this point. We're going to clap at this point.
I paid bills.
I spent time
with my wife and had a nice dinner and, you know, and got caught up on life. Talked to Big Love on his birthday. I was not going to put myself through that because I don't have to be a prophet to know exactly how it was going to go.
It's just a show.
It's all it is. No administration is ever going to give you the State of the Union and tell you they're messing it up. That's just not going to happen.
Well, no, not only that, Joe Biden has created more jobs than any president in history.
In history?
He has lowered the debt, which is not true either. He had such a laundry list of things he had done, Rick. Oh, I thought they were just going to put a crown on him right there. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was just comical, some of it. Wow. And then he got screaming at one point. I did see that too, where he was screaming, name me one leader, name me one. And I never understood what he was talking about.
And we have that. Nobody knows what he's doing. He starts yelling about G or whatever, how you say his name.
Ping, ching, ping.
of the funniest moments, because I guess it's sad that I've lived long enough to see a president that this is this silly, where he said, and he was trying to reassure everybody, he had been talking about the oil industry won't update their refineries, and he said some people say it's because we're going to do away with oil. And, you know, you heard some grumbling. He said, and Rick, this is what I love. He said, we're going to need oil at least another decade.
10 years?
And the Republicans started laughing.
Yeah,
just laughing out loud. Which I'm like, Joe, surely you have some concept of all of these electric cars you want to put out. You know that plastic in it comes from oil. You know that, right? I mean, you do know that, right?
He really may not.
Medical supplies. Let me tell you, we will never, ever be done with drilling for oil in our lifetime.
No.
We have to have it for plastics if you don't have it for fuel.
Do you think they told him it's 2033 and he just doesn't know what year it is?
I don't know.
To Bubba's point, we ain't never going to be out of it. He can come out any year.
Yeah, I'm not very smart, but I can't believe I'm smarter than the president. Really. You know, and I don't say that arrogantly. I just mean it's just the way it is.
Yeah, but in this case, that's not even a high standard.
Well, I know. I know I'm not really saying much. Right, yeah. But it's just, I just cannot believe some of the things that he says and that their party supports. I mean, it's just bizarro.
Well, in fairness to him, the human being him, he has no idea what's going on. He is given the stuff to read. They hope he can read it pretty well. They rested him. They gave him whatever he needed to try to get through this moment to be somewhat coherent. And he has no idea what's going on. He don't know how many jobs this and deficit that. And, you know, I'm loving the fact. This is how terrified our enemies are of us. China's demanding that we give their balloon back after they flew it over here. That ain't y'all's.
But wait a minute. I thought that was a private group. It was a weather balloon, which I've got probably a lot of those. Yeah. Why would you want it back? Yeah.
Well, I think they get the point going, why are we even trying to play games? We ain't afraid of them. Let's just tell them exactly what it was and tell them what they're going to do about it. We also can go get Taiwan. Get ready for that.
Yep.
So I don't know. That's why I didn't watch it.
If Putin hadn't bogged down, I think they'd already gone to get it.
I would have. I knew it was just going to make me frustrated. Because I know there's nothing real about what I'm seeing, and I know exactly how it's going to go. But we will still have fun breaking it down, though, because that will be fun. 15 minutes past the hour. More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so we're back. It is the Rick and Bubba Show, Wednesday edition, Wednesday Bible study back today, walking through the Revelation, and we continue that today, noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern on our YouTube channel for the live, and then archived soon after for your own consumption, either on our YouTube channel or our podcast audio archives every day. Either one will work for you. All right, so let's jump in to last night, some of the things that happened. We knew there would be something, if not a lot of things that were bizarre. Yeah, there he goes.
It delivered, Rick. It delivered. Yep.
Everybody.
Basement Joe.
All right, so let's... Between Kamala Harris's husband and the First Lady, Jill Biden, it appears that they, you know, they had a kiss that was not your normal... You know, kiss on the cheek or what?
Do you think they were going for the cheek and just missed?
It was really, really strange.
We all know that can happen.
Yeah. And please look at the person escorting in with the mask on. No, but anyway, here it is. And she goes over to Kamala Harris's husband. My goodness.
Yeah. Tear it up.
Yeah. Greg, and he just, I mean, do you kiss people's spouses like that?
That was not a miss.
No, that's not a miss.
At all.
That's not a miss.
You notice, too, how much he kind of looks like maybe Bill O'Reilly's brother.
He does.
A lot.
So at least first cousin.
So we all have people we work with. We all have people we're friends with. Would any of us kiss each other's wife that way?
No.
You better not.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the point.
We're going to have a conversation if you do. But, I mean, that is.
That was intentional.
What in the world? I mean,
look at that.
He does look like Bill O'Reilly.
Now, keep in mind, this is taking place with the world watching.
Well, yes, Bubba.
With,
what if Joe would have called him out? Hey.
Well, what if he took him around the woodshed like he was going to do Trump?
I got hairy legs. I got hairy legs.
Joe better be careful.
Take a poke at you.
He can't even find the barn to get behind it now.
Y'all, that's really.
I let a lot of things go. That I don't.
No, yeah, I'm like all of you. And Bubba, you too. We were trying to give a benefit of the doubt.
I am. I was trying to give a pass on that they went for the cheek and missed it because, you know, that's happened before.
It's happened to you.
But
now, would you like to explain the Kimberly Locke? I think was a mistake. Linda Evans, I'm not sure. You didn't fight too hard to get away from that one.
Well, it caught me totally off guard.
Right,
totally off guard.
Right,
but very sweet lady.
Yeah.
And so that Rick right in front of everybody.
I mean, I've heard of Big Valley, but
but.
Oh, so, guys, why is the first lady mouth kissing the vice president's husband?
Late.
I mean, that's
well, they're real close, evidently.
Well,
maybe the spouses are done with it. Now,
can I tell you what you just saw?
They probably get to sit backstage a lot together.
Can I tell you what you just saw? Two people. Both under extreme stress, clinging to each other.
Rick, that's a great point.
I mean,
it's like being shipwrecked.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly. I don't even know what to say to that. I think there it is. I mean, that's weird. I'm sure the world looks and goes, "Well, I tell you what, they take this president, vice president thing to another place, don't they?"
I tell you.
Wow. All right. So the next thing is the president, and no one really understands. What he's talking about, he's trying to talk about Xi in China.
This is a different one. This is Rick. He had several of these things. Like is the Xi.
I think people are saying, well, maybe that's what he meant. But you're right. He does not say that.
I'm confused because where did we have the one where he was? Where he was screaming, not one, because that was a G quote too, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's doing the name me one world leader.
So Okay, let's do two.
All right, here it is. Okay. It may not be the whole thing, but here's 8 seconds of it.
Name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one.
What?
Name me one.
Mad about it.
Change places
with
him.
Xi Jinping?
What is that?
Who is Xi Jinping?
That's the head of China, right?
Oh, is that Xi?
Xi Jinping. Did he say traded places?
Is that his whole name? I just know him as Xi.
Listen to what is he talking?
I thought that was the number four.
When I was watching this last night, I couldn't figure out what brought this on. You know, he's screaming, "Name me one, name me one."
Mad about it.
Nobody knows why he's screaming.
He says, "Rick, listen." He says, "Change places."
Right. Name me a world leader. Who changed places with Xi Jinping? Name me one. Name me one.
What does he mean?
I don't know.
Watch Kamala Harris's face, and now McCarthy loves it because he's like, "Yeah, this sounds crazy."
She's still staring at Jill Biden.
No, you're right.
She's like, "Her husband."
I'm sorry, Bubba. You're wrong. I thought she was responding to his. She's still staring into the crowd. So watch her face. Like, I think she's like, "Oh, he's off the rails." What is he talking
name
about?
Name me a world leader. Who changed places with Xi Jinping? Name me one. Name me one. Name me a world.
What does that mean?
Who changed places?
Who changed places with Xi Jinping?
Very clearly. What in the heck is that?
I didn't watch it, obviously. Is there some sort of reference before that that could give us some sort of? I mean, I'm not asking to find it.
I saw that part live, and I looked at Betty. I said, "What is he talking about?" Had no idea.
All right. So now, do we have time? We got a minute 10. So why don't we set it up and then we'll come back and do three. So this is when he's doing the State of the Union and he's going to start saying things that everybody says is a lie about the Republican Social Security plan or whatever. Yeah. And we do have people stand up screaming liar and all that when this happens.
That and the oil thing going to do away with it, or it'll be around another 10 years, I thought
had to be the
absolute goofiest parts of this I've ever
seen. And I see the decade down here. We've got some dandies, Speedy. You really did. You've pulled. And then up here, this thing about walking the talk and talking the walk, that's a dandy too. All right, so we'll come back and we'll roll through more from the State of the Union. Because a lot of you were probably like us. You just protected yourself from it. You're like, I'm not gonna put myself through this. But when we come back, we'll hear the GOP stand up and some screaming liar when he talks about their Social Security plan. Then there's another one that we don't know what he's talking about, and then we'll get to the one where he declares that we'll only have oil for about another decade. And you said that.
You know
one.
What? I'll put a bet on that one with you there, Press.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that was one he just came up with that somebody said that we didn't write that in there? What's he talking about? All right, we'll be back. More with the State of the Union last night from President Joe Biden.
Name one.
Bubba, he's created more jobs than any president in the nation.
He was mad, too, about the name one.
Wait a minute. In the nation's history, did he say?
Yeah. Oh, in the history of the country.
And he's reduced the deficit.
And Trump ran it up 25% more than any other president. Yeah, he's reduced it.
He's brought it back down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bottom of the
hour. Seems like it's still going up to me.
Yeah, it does.
Looks
right
like it's at 31.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Breaking down the State of the Union. I'll tell you the State of the Union. Not good. So we'll talk about that. But first, because the state of things, unfortunately, I wish this wasn't true, but it just is. And that is that protecting your property now more than ever, crucial. And security is something that, you know, should be easy to access. And it should be efficient, and it should be affordable. And with SimplySafeBubba.com, all those boxes are checked. You need to get it right now. Whatever you need to do, just make the move now and protect your property with the award-winning security from SimplySafeBubba.com. Nothing could be easier. You can protect every inch of your place with advanced security tech powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. It's all designed with cutting-edge security technology, and in an emergency, their professional monitors, their agents are there, and they have this technology they developed called Fast Protect. You love this. It captures critical evidence to verify that this is not a false alarm. And unfortunately, the threat is real. So you can get priority police dispatch. 24/7 professional monitoring service costs less than $1 a day. That's about half the price of the traditional home security systems. And you install it yourself. So you're not sitting around all day waiting for somebody to show up or not. SimplySafeBubba.com. Go there today. Guess what we got for you? A free indoor camera. Plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's SimplySafeBubba.com. There's also a link at RickandBubba.com under the sponsors. There is no safe like SimplySafe, folks. All right, so we're continuing with the State of the Union. Let's go to the next one. This is where the GOP erupts when he claims, as Democrats have done for as long as I can remember, Republicans are going to take away Social Security.
And Medicare.
They're after Medicare, they're after Social Security, and they're going to take it all away from you. That's why you need us. They're after you. They're going to get old people. They're going to throw you out in the streets. They cannot stand people of color. They love rich people. And it's just as tired as, I mean, just a, it's just so tired and fatigued. But anyway, so here we go. It's attempted again. Nothing new under the sun. But the GOP erupts there in the hall. Here we go.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy. Give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad
she's
to see
screaming
you.
Liar.
I mean, loud, too.
Conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant.
Well, now you
just
said
it. But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
At first you said,
he's in a debate now, Rick. He's not giving
a liar!
The idea is
I've never quite seen this
that before. we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks.
Look.
Y'all.
They went nuts.
They were like, you're making that up.
Liar.
And then it was down. Well, there's one or two of you.
Well, look, he went from, hey, this is a major problem.
But Republicans
to I didn't say all of you, to it's not even a significant amount of you. Okay, I mean, they finally had him back to the
corner. He was backtracking. He was in a full debate with hecklers at that point.
Oh, he was.
I thought he was going to come up with a good heckler line there, but he got lambasted.
Well, what you're going to hear, because, you know, it's funny when Democrats decide to behave and act. You know, you'll hear how rude that was. or whatever. And you're not going to hear how the president lying about something is not good.
Listen, Kevin McCarthy last night on several occasions told them to hush. Mm-hmm. Look, Rick, he said no. He was giving them the no and to pipe down and all this. Because it was rowdy several times. The thing about Social Security, retirees do depend on it. It was never supposed to be a retirement program. It was supposed to be like a supplement or a net, so you didn't completely fall through the cracks. And it was a Ponzi scheme. I mean, I don't know how else you can say it. We put people in prison that do Ponzi schemes. In other words, you take from one, you give to another, you try to keep the racket going. If anybody in the private sector had done this, they would be in prison today. But we have it. We have people who've paid into it. They deserve to get their benefits out of it, Medicare, all that. But the problem is, again, the problem with a Ponzi scheme, if you don't have more people paying in than taking out, you got a problem, and that's where we are. So the government is going to have to take extraordinary measures to do this. And you remember President Bush suggested to try to make this more whole, if they take not the whole thing, but like 5% of everybody's Social Security lockbox, which we know is not a lockbox, Rick, that's a joke, and invested in the stock market to try to get a higher return in it so that it would help to keep the Social Security Administration solvent. And they acted like he was robbing them in the middle of the night. They were so much blowback. Said, okay, forget it. Just forget it. Won't deal with it.
No, I remember that.
But now we're facing more people retiring than's paying into it. So the only way you can fix it is to print money.
No, you're right.
And you know what that means? The money you're getting is worth less.
Bush was demonized over what was really a very smart idea.
He was trying to do something save this thing.
And he gave you the choice, and it wasn't even going to be the whole amount.
Right.
But anyway, all right, so now we go to here comes the pandering, and you see this everywhere. You even hear pulpits doing this in some places with some of the woke preachers out there. That is that we are, all of us who are white are inherently evil, and we have no idea what it's like to live a life. We're just so privileged, and all of this around us, all the fallen creation, all the bad things, they do not happen to white people. We are exempt from all of it. And here we go again. This is just pandering to a base is all this is. Here he is with the famous that white kids have never had to be told to behave when police pull you over. Here we go.
Most of us in here have never had to have the talk that brown and black parents have had to have with their children. Bo, Hunter, Ashley, my children. I never had to have the talk with them. Maybe. I never had to tell them if a police officer pulls you over, your interior lights on right away.
With Hunter, you should have.
Don't reach for your license. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Imagine having to worry like that every single time your kid got in a car.
I don't even know what to say.
So we have a record of this, my dad had that same conversation with me.
Yeah.
I had that same conversation with my wife and my kids, because we know police officers are dealing with a deadly situation. More of them are killed and attacked on traffic stops than any other time in their job. And they usually come up to the car with the hand on the revolver.
Yep.
And it's very unnerving. It seems a little over the top for speeding, but I understand why they're doing it. Mm. But put your hands on the steering wheel. Make sure they can see it. If you have tinted windows, roll them all down and just wait for him to tell you and follow the instructions he tells you. That's all you have to do to help ease that tense moment. And, Joe, you may not have had it with your kids because they all had drivers.
Yeah,
right.
That's probably the only reason you didn't have it, speaking of white privilege.
Right.
But the rest of us didn't have that luxury.
Right. Yeah, I mean, let me just break it to everybody out there. Any parent worth anything has talked to their kids, no matter their ethnicity, on how you deal with authority, and especially how you deal with law enforcement. This is a narrative the left's come up with that just isn't true. I had the same talk with my kids. It's just not true.
Rick, so the next one may be my favorite quote of the night.
We got time. Yeah, okay, 35
seconds. Let's roll it. This is great.
Here's Biden talking about we don't need oil anymore. Here we go. Hmm.
production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it. Production. If they had, in fact, invested in the production to keep gas prices down, instead, they used the record profits to buy back their own stock, rewarding the CEOs and shareholders. Corporations ought to do the right thing.
You know, did you catch what he said there?
Yes.
He said that they're using record profits. You know why they have record profits, Rick? And I thought we covered this before. They make a percentage, and guess what? When the gas price goes up, their profit goes up.
Right.
They can thank Joe Biden for having great profits because he's jacked the price up so high. And if they operate off a margin, like most things do, a percent, then you're making more. Did you notice he said on the stock buyback, CEOs and shareholders? Who are shareholders?
Well, that's people with retirement plans, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's your grandparents.
That's right.
Sometimes your parents who own stock in these companies because of their 401k plans, because they're trying to have an income because they know your Social Security thing's not going to hold them up.
That's right. Yeah.
So we're demonizing them too. The decade thing. Well, that's a joke.
Yeah.
That's a joke. He could start taking oil wells apart today and we're still going to be pumping oil for long time, past 10 years.
Well, did you notice just in this is the problem
that,
with him
that
right
is
now.
Probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard a president say. And that's a big step.
But,
I know.
But keep in mind, when the Republicans started going crazy when he said that they were going to try to get rid of Social Security, they backed him all the way down to not even a significant number. The minute everybody started laughing at 10 years, he said, "Well, way beyond that."
Way beyond that, Joe. Yeah, way right, beyond right. that. If we're still around 100 years from now, we'll still be pumping oil.
Yeah, that's wow.
What a goofball! I tell you,
we'll be back.
Governor Huckabee really nailed it in her response to some of this.
More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
You're gonna now hear Biden talking about that the story was about the People's Republic of China increasing in power and that he has resolved that.
Yep, not anymore, Rick.
Yeah, all right, and then we're going to do a flashback.
Hungry, not anymore.
We're going to do a flashback that's going to be crazy and very, very inconvenient and uncomfortable. But so here is what he said last night, and it's only 12 seconds, so this won't take long.
Before I came to office, the story was about how the People's Republic of China was increasing its power and America was failing in the world. Not anymore.
It was actually your predecessor that came in and said the bad deals with China stop now.
Yeah.
And then you've come back in and basically been on an apology tour all over the world, your administration, about how mean Trump was.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go with a flashback of Biden himself. It doesn't sound like that he's a big stand-up China guy, if you hear the minute and 5 seconds of his past. It's literally going to be two completely different things. But here we go.
You'll have to say 2001.
All right. So here he is in 2001.
Yeah, this is through the year. Yeah.
China is not our enemy.
I believe then, and I'm even more convinced now, that a rising China is an incredibly positive development for not only China, but the United States and the rest of the world.
It is in our self-interest.
2011.
That China continue to prosper.
China's a great nation.
2013.
And we should hope for the continued expansion.
We want to see China rise. A rising China can be a significant asset for the region and the world.
2015.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
They're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
China's not our problem.
We can help them with some of their problems. China's not a problem.
The idea that China is going to eat our lunch. It's bizarre.
And so what are we worried about?
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping.
Do you think in retrospect that you were naive about China?
No.
That's the last ones, probably the last seven or so you heard, were 2019 and 2020.
Yeah.
And then the very last one was just very recent. So he's saying two completely different things. So at the State of the Union, I guess some Democrat has licked their finger, walked out, and let see which way the wind was blowing, and said, "Hey, people don't really like this rise in China's power, and that they, you know." And now he says, "Well, he's resolved all that." Huh? When he came into power, Bubba.
Thank you, Uncle Joe.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for getting China back in line.
All right. Do we have time here for some of the response?
Yeah, we can get here is
Governor Sarah Huckabee.
Here's Governor Sarah Huckabee, and as Bubba said earlier, she's going to say we're really not down to the politics of the left and the right anymore. Here we go. And she's going to say,
and while you reap the consequences of their failures, the Biden administration seems more interested in woke fantasies than the hard reality Americans face every day. Most Americans simply want to live their lives in freedom and peace. But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols, all while big government colludes with big tech to strip away the most American thing there is, your freedom of speech. That's not normal. It's crazy, and it's wrong.
So yeah, she's saying the really crazy and wrong versus, you know, what is logical and right is where we are now.
Yeah.
Here he is saying also taking on the border, even though you told me at one point he said he was all about the border.
Rick, he said if the Republicans would just get on board, they could fix that border problem.
Did he really? All right. So here's Governor Huckabee and her response disagreeing with that. So this is about defending the border and the people of this country.
Beyond our border, from Afghanistan to Ukraine, from North Korea to Iran, President Biden's weakness puts our nation and the world at risk. And the president's refusal to stand up to China, our most formidable adversary, is dangerous and unacceptable. President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people. He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
There you go. So pretty straightforward stuff. And will it make a difference? I don't know. I mean, it seems very logical. It seems extremely obvious, politics aside, that this particular president in the state that he's in and this administration and the road that they have us on logically just looks like a road to destruction, not a road to prosperity and freedom. And I don't know. I mean, we're in the times now where, like I say, everybody stays inside their box so much. I don't know that any of these things make any difference, but there's some things that are just simply true, though. I don't know whether people ever change their mind much anymore. But at least there it all is, you know. I mean, when was the last time that y'all knew anyone that was, I'm talking about, like, really in impassioned about the way they thought things should be, even if you thought they were uninformed and didn't have the facts right, that you heard them go, "You know what? I didn't think about that. You're right. I probably need to change my mind on that."
Doesn't happen a lot.
I mean, you know, maybe it can happen in a because I mean, it does seem so elementary, some of it, especially the border. The border seems extremely elementary, but it's not. And then this thing of, I know we don't have time for it here, but Schumer saying when we talk about the woke agenda, he didn't even know what we're talking about.
Really?
He didn't just know.
Has no idea.
Has no that. Idea. Right. Doesn't even know what we mean by that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, probably didn't watch your Grammys. all right. So yeah. we'll
here's you an example.
We'll be back. Your phone calls are next. 866 We Be Big. All 10 lines are available. For those of you that were willing to stomach the State of the Union, or, more interesting, those of you that thought it was fantastic. And, you know, you're saying that, is there anything?
That thing was long, too. I mean, it went on hours and hours.
Yeah. Top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's show, thank you for being with us. You can reach us at 866-WE-BE-BIG, and we'll get to phones a little more later. So State of the Union, there it is, and we'll move on. And that's, I think, all that needs to be said has been said. So let's talk a little bit about what people really care about, and that's who is the scoring champion of all time in the NBA. What does that have to do with LeBron?
There was a lot going on last night.
Right. And
For those that just could not find the entertainment in the State of the Union address, you got to see LeBron James become the all-time NBA scoring leader.
And here's the beauty of sports. LeBron James would have been standing ovation for President Biden, voted for him, and thinks this administration is wonderful. But if I love my basketball team, he gets a pass. You know, that's that thing we talked about for many years. The entertainers that we give a pass. So LeBron is now the scoring champion. Is that right?
Yeah, he overtook Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was known when I was a small child as Lou Alcindor when he played at UCLA. And that record stood for 38 years.
Yeah, where'd you go?
And we have the shot in the video, Rick, of the play.
Can I play this?
Yeah.
Can I play this?
Yeah, go ahead. No.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history.
Hey, little step back Jay.
Yeah, there it is. And so he's... he is the now scoring champion.
Yep.
And again, ESPN will focus today asking the question, who's better, Michael Jordan? You can tell when they don't have programming because they immediately go with, who's the greatest? Yeah. Who you take today, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Go. And I just want to say, do you think you're the first person to ever ask this? Y'all have run this into the ground.
Yeah. And Rick, to the point about sports being a team effort, while LeBron did break the all-time record, the Lakers fell to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 133-130.
Yes.
So so many times you see in basketball, and you had this with Kobe, you had it with two or three of the players who've been at the Knicks. You've got a guy who's going to go out there and just light it up night after night, score 30, 40 points, and the team always loses.
Well, sometimes you may have a scoring champion because the rest of the team's no good.
or that just means that they never pass.
Right. There's a lot of passing records because they were on a team that didn't have a running game.
Right.
But that is a milestone, though. And of course, like Greg said, if you've been playing since you're 18, you're probably going to get there if you're as good as he is.
And if I saw the numbers right last night, he has broke this record, and Kareem played 150 more games than he did.
Wow!
So it is impressive from that standpoint.
Sure.
Yeah. And he is quite the physical specimen, no doubt.
Well, yeah, he's a great player,
has a lot of talent.
He does have a lot of talent. No question about that.
I don't know what it is, and I don't know why this Michael Jordan thing keeps coming up. But it appears that a lot of people want to pick one or the other. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
You can't be for both or whatever. You have to go, he was okay, but I'd take – if a shot came down to my life depending on it, I want Michael Jordan to take it.
Yeah, and Scottie Pippen, I know he can, probably – he probably is going to lean towards Jordan, and he said he was, but he said they're two different type of basketball players,
right,
where LeBron has been asked to play really all five positions and can, and is probably the best at that ever. But Jordan is the best scorer ever, and that's what he was asked to do, and that was to score, because Pippen took a lot of that stress off of Jordan where he could just go score and be phenomenal. So,
yeah, I saw that clip you're talking about because it was pretty interesting. But, I mean, how do you say you think Michael Jordan was a better scorer when LeBron has more points? I mean, I think if your life depended on it and you're going down the floor and you got to have a basket, who am I going to pass it to, LeBron on one wing or Michael Jordan on the other? I still think I go to Jordan. I just have that.
Well, I think Jordan had more points per game.
Yeah,
and that makes makes a big difference.
Well,
not by much, but he did.
Yeah.
He still had that.
Right.
I
will say this, just because of my whole
his airness.
Things as you get older, you get less passionate about some things and more passionate about others. So I don't know much about LeBron James as much as I did Michael Jordan, because when Michael Jordan was playing, I was a young person, and sports meant more to me, and I watched sports more often. I really haven't seen LeBron James play I don't know that I've ever seen him play a whole game. So I would say this. I think I can say this with no reservation just by what I know about him in basketball. If I were standing there and Bubba and I were captains and Bubba and I both wanted the same first pick and Bubba beat me on the coin toss, okay, and he picked Jordan, I'm not going to be all that upset that I got LeBron.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, I still feel like I'm
or,
a pretty
or
good
the other way
we
around.
Still got a chance in the game.
If you win and you pick LeBron, I'm going to take Jordan. Right. I'm not going to cry about that.
So I would take either one of them.
You know,
but if I was forced, I would go with Jordan.
I think that this is true. There's an optical illusion to some of this, too. And I don't know who could jump higher, who had the most vertical leap. But LeBron is bigger than Michael Jordan. So it doesn't look like he's flying through the air as much as Michael Jordan did. Just like you remember when Spud Webb won the dunk championship, it looked like he was. I mean, it looked like he had a jetpack on.
Well, because
he was so short,
he had a lot higher to jump. Yeah.
And it just it looks like you're more graceful. I think the smaller you are flying through the air, and I think you know Jordan was extremely graceful when he left. I mean, he had the name Air. How do you go with that?
Yeah, so I don't know the LeBron attitude. No. I know he's a winner because he tries to win where he goes. But Michael Jordan, probably even to a fault, but as far as me trying to win a basketball game, if that's important to me, Michael Jordan just seemed to have this work ethic and this, by golly, we're going to do anything we have to do to win, and I'm going to do anything I have to do to win. Does LeBron have that same attitude?
I don't know. I think
is he as tough and as gritty as Jordan?
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, and I'm bothered a little bit that Kobe Bryant's not at least brought up in some of this discussion too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's look at when the Lakers were at their best during Kobe's run is when they had Shaq too. And then when it just became the Kobe show and he was throwing in 40, 50 points, they were losing, not making the playoffs. So again, it takes a team. It takes a team.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish we would drop the King James stuff. Yeah, but that's I could do without that. I don't know how LeBron James sees the world from a spiritual standpoint, but if you hang on to this King James thing too much, you got a big shocking moment coming up.
Yeah, well, it's a center stage of the whole presentation.
Right.
I think one of the things too. I think LeBron has been much more political than Michael was.
Mm-hmm.
And
no doubt about that.
I think when you get political, you're only going to make enemies. Yeah. People dislike you for it.
That's why we don't do it here.
Right. That's why we avoid it totally. And so I think, even in The Last Dance, I mean, Michael was criticized for not being more active in some of that. But, look, he was about selling tennis shoes.
No, let me tell you what Michael Jordan, that was his version of Deion Sanders talking about running out of bounds. And he said that was a business decision. And so, you know, Michael Jordan said, look, I may have opinions, but it hurts business.
Yeah.
And so he went for the biggest audience that he could bring in.
And there's something about this thing where you're standing up for people who have been marginalized, but then you love on China.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that has hurt his credibility some, too. And we have one person that ain't fired up about him. We'll talk about that when we come back.
All right.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
And one of our more popular guests deals with the missing 411 franchise. And Bubba, we have David, is it Pilatus?
Yeah, Pilatus.
Mm-hmm. Back on the podcast the weekend of March the 2nd. We'll record it that day, and then it'll come out that weekend. And we'll be talking about his latest installment, people missing and folks saying that one of the possibilities of how they vanished is tied to UFOs. And you watched it last night.
Yeah, Rick, this is a continuation of the series. If you saw Missing 411, it was about people and kids that went missing in national parks.
Mm-hmm.
And then Missing 411, the hunted, was hunters that had disappeared.
Right.
And then he never really draw a conclusion in those. He kind of presented the facts and let you decide. But this one is about missing 411, the UFO connection. And it has to do with out west in an area where there's a lot of elk hunting and things. And
Skinwalker Ranch?
He documents several cases out there.
You know, we got Skinwalker coming back,
Yeah, too. I know. It's going to be a good time.
And Bigfoot Bob's back.
I got Travis Walton lined up.
But I think we have the trailer here. Let's look at it right quick, and then I'll tell you about one of the cases.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had it.
I do. He was just doing B-roll. Okay. Yeah. Are you good? All right, we're ready.
Let's listen to this.
Everybody's mad.
Wow.
Mad about it. Scare me. Good.
Here we go.
Everybody, here we go.
This is the location of a missing hunter.
So it looks like people are snatched off the ground, and then some of them are dropped back miles and miles away.
For thousands of years, the human species has looked to the skies in amazement at unidentified objects. We are staring at unconventional possibilities supported by witnesses, video, and most recently, our own government.
We created hundreds of cases that pushed the limits of standard everyday police protocol.
The three witnesses saw this object picking up the elk.
There was no cable, nothing discernible holding the elk to the crowd.
I know what happened to me. It happened in 1974. Next thing I know, I was in this cubicle.
In many stories, children are right there, and then the next second they're gone. After reading thousands of reports, I started to document what is called profile points. The number one profile point is lack of scent trail.
It was unusual that they had that many tracking dogs. I never found a track.
The more you hear, the stranger the story gets. Why send a SWAT team on a missing person case?
When I saw that, that's when I, you know, went down on my knees.
They are connected to extra-dimensional beings. Those are real.
How do you explain to a grieving family that something paranormal may be tied to the disappearance?
I hope you're happy.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
UFO connection.
I suggest you watch this before it gets dark. It is a little bit unnerving, Rick, some of the cases.
You buying it, Bubba?
He's bought
He's always bought in.
I'm just saying that.
How about that elk?
We know this. There's people who disappear out in the woods, and we can't find them, and there's no trace.
Yeah.
And that just shouldn't happen. Now, I do think some of them fall in old wells.
I knew that was coming.
Voice from the sky. I've even got a couple of pretty good documented cases on people disappearing in wells and almost falling in wells and that kind of thing.
Documented?
Well, I mean, I've talked to him personally.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to one yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he was about two steps from falling in a well.
Oh.
And a guy who was there working with him told him to stop where he was.
Yeah, there's no doubt that has happened.
Stop.
Had a guy lose a hunting dog in a well 20 foot deep.
Could you hear it down there going, oh?
Well, they said they finally got it out, but it wasn't in good shape from the fall.
Ugh.
And I had a surveyor warn me just a few weeks ago about an old home place, and he said, be careful. He said, there's probably one or two wells up there. And you know, now we drill them. You know, and you just have a pipe. But in the old days, they had to hand dig them. So you had to have, you know, it was 7-8 foot square to get down in there and get the dirt out. So
I'm only going to talk about
And they didn't cover those up real good.
I'm only going to talk about the possibilities of people that have never been found, and it's under the vanished possibility. Because there are people, sadly, that get murdered and we find them.
Yes.
There are people that get killed by beast and we find that. We find something that's sad stuff. And people who fall off high places to their death.
Right.
And that fall in wells.
I think a lot of them that disappear are falls. You know, I told you, I looked at like 10 cases of people who had fallen, were missing for 24 hours, and then were found.
And then
maybe of those 10, like 6 of them had fallen.
And then we have the people who wanted to vanish, and they put it together themselves, because they're trying to vanish. And you got that, and then you know, then you got this bunch, the people abducted by UFOs. But now we're going to have people interviewed in this latest documentary, and we've interviewed 2, I think, ourselves, maybe 3, of people that didn't disappear. They're telling us what happened to them, and they're still here.
Well, one of the cases in this guy claims he was abducted, that he was taken somewhere, that he was examined, and that the aliens told him that he was not suitable. He was not a good specimen, if you will, and they were going to return him.
It's hurt
feelings. And
it's not a bad situation.
But let me tell you,
the stupid aliens don't
let me tell you the evidence for this, and maybe the medical community, some of the people could tell us, but because I don't know. But he had TB when he was younger, and they actually showed his lung X-rays, and you see scarring. Oh, it's like circles in his lungs.
Yeah,
when he come back, he didn't have that. When they checked him out after he was returned, he didn't have that. Now, I don't know.
So when he came back, they had like repaired it?
His lungs were clear. His lungs were clear. And they have the X-rays to show it before and after. So, I mean, that's kind of – that's pretty good proof, unless this happens naturally. Do people, do the scarring from TB go away in your lungs over time? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it does.
Now, I know a guy who was cured of Parkinson's, and it was miraculous.
Right. Sure.
In one day.
But this was a whole different thing. Anyway, David Pilatus does a good job with these. And he, in the previous ones, Rick, he kind of presents the facts and lets you decide. This one, he is a little more directed into. We have people who are seeing things in these woods. Mm-hmm. Their stories are similar. Some of them we never find. Some of them come back. And he's kind of presenting that. It's a little unnerving, some of it. You know, and I'm glad it's the end of hunting season, not the beginning of it.
No, we don't watch this at the beginning. I wish you'd have seen my...
I'm excited about having him on again.
I wish you'd have seen...
Our last podcast was really good.
Yeah, I wish you'd have seen it. It's the number one most viewed as far as the YouTube. I don't know about the audience. But how about I had fun. I came in Chester's chair. Before I say this, I don't want you to get emotional. I don't want you to overreact. I don't want you to be upset. She was what? And I said, I think deer season's over. She was like, I get through the day.
But we have some postseason work to do, honey.
I want to know about the TV.
Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, it looks like we're about to take a look
at the information superhighway.
Bubba, these are actual letters from the greatest, most influential, best-looking listening audience in the world. And these emails come to us easy. You just go to rickandbubba.com, click on contact. You'll see everybody's email address there. Pick one out or send it to all of us. And Bubba is standing by with letter number one.
You know, Rick, we were talking about Mexican Coke versus the American Coke the other day.
See,
This comes from Susan. She says, I'm a type 1.5 diabetic.
No more.
So I check my blood sugar regularly. Anyway, the Mexican Coke barely impacted my blood sugar, but half an American Coke sends it through the roof.
Well, now somebody explain that to me.
How was that? It seemed like somebody, it would be either both or neither, right?
What was it? Well, I can't pronounce
sugar cane sugar.
I can't pronounce the doctors that specialize in diabetes, INCRA.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce it.
Well, just
it's a big old word. But does anybody know why the Mexican Coca-Cola would not send her sugar up, but
it's pure sugar.
But it's real sugar. The USA with the fake sweetener and fructose, I guess, is in it, or corn syrup.
There you go.
What does it?
It has to be.
But why is the other not doing it? Is that why?
Because it's real.
Because the other's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. I would think it's the top.
No. I'm talking about the fake.
Yeah.
With all that in
Wouldn't that have to be it?
I guess. I don't know.
Let me go here. I'm about to Google.
We need somebody to explain that.
Right. Hello.
Doesn't make sense.
Do you know why, person on the phone? Hello, person on the phone.
Okay. It's the corn syrup.
Corn syrup.
It's the fructose. Okay. And it causes a chemical imbalance in your organs and your pituitary gland and your pancreas that causes it to fluctuate. Fluctuate.
Okay. I was about to say, whoa, family show.
So it messes up your chemicals.
Yeah. So you're saying that the corn syrup and the fructose would be worse for a diabetic than Mexican Coke that just has natural cane sugar in it?
Yes. That is what a heart doctor said many years ago, that you can drink a regular Coke with sugar and not anything else.
Understood. Okay.
Wow.
There it is. So it is the corn syrup and the fructose.
How about that?
All right. There you go.
Rick, letter number two comes from Constance. She says, how can anyone stand there and state lie after lie? The new Speaker of the House said it with his expression, totally priceless. Cannot wait to hear you guys on the show tomorrow. A lot of great material. Love you, Constance.
Yeah, we went through all those.
It took about an hour today. There was a lot of highlights there to have fun with.
It was sad. It was troubling. It was infuriating at times. But I have to say, there was a lot of funny in it.
Also, this comes talking about the State of the Union address. This is from Josh. He says, I saw this and thought it was hilarious while picking up my daughter from volleyball practice. Believe me, I didn't waste a moment watching it, but I'm so glad someone else is in the seat besides Nancy Pelosi now.
That is
true. Stay in it, fellas. And this comes from Josh. And this is the one where you have the shot of the Speaker of the House, the Vice President, and Biden up on the podium. And it's from Kevin McCarthy. It says, I don't know if he actually tweeted this or not, but it's pretty funny. He said, have you ever had a really good seat to a really bad sporting event?
That's good.
Yeah. He's got a good seat.
Yeah.
Oh, Rick, last but certainly not least, this comes from Cole. It says, Bubba, love the show. Been listening since 2006. This is completely in jest, but I've been thinking about how funny it might be to have a segment where a speech therapist helps you say words on the air that you cannot say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since that will probably never happen, here's an example of what I think about every time you try to say the state, M-A-S-S-A-C-H-U-S-E-T-T-S.
You can do that.
Okay. Said, Bubba, I know you love NASA, so you could just say the word NASA, but put an M in front of it and make it MASA.
NASA. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Okay, he said, now repeat after me, you eat steak, it's important to chew it properly. Chew.
Right.
Okay. He said, now think about the word sets, like movie sets or sets of collectibles.
I'm sorry, I got a reaction out of Greg.
I'm trying to work it out. He said, put those three words together, massa, chew, sets.
There you go.
And said, maybe you can say that word correctly in the future.
Do it. Use what he said. I bet you can.
Massachusetts.
There you go.
Massachusetts.
There, look at you.
Did I say it?
Yeah.
Is that what I normally say?
Well, no, it's not.
I know how we have
What do I normally say?
It's not good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
No, sir. I know we can't remember things, but, no, you know, I couldn't say this, and we Lake did this Orsa. Whole thing on air, yeah. And that's how you, the chew, like you're yeah. chewing
Massachusetts
something.
Massachusetts is
this. The key.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's good.
Massachusetts.
So I think that person
is
hit that, a home
run. How did I used to say it?
I don't know.
Try to say it now.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Try Sets. Massachusetts.
Okay. Watch out. It's getting away. Hang
Massachusetts.
On. Hey, hang on to the fish. Don't let it get out by the boat. Don't let it slip.
I know in your notes app or whatever, you've got a list.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Could you read that list to us real quick?
Sets.
Break out that list, Bubba.
You got it.
Massachusetts.
Now. Yeah.
What pop?
Yeah,
was that good?
The pop's gone back. I don't know what. I'll talk to young Scruggs today because maybe he can tie it to something. But even have people emailing say they can't take it anymore.
Yeah,
and it's women. Remember, we said they're very sensitive.
They are. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So, Speedy, I'll try to find that list if you want to. Here it is.
Yeah, I just love the list.
Wow, what's causing the pop right now?
Is it
touching something?
I've sent them an email about it.
Oh, have you? No need for me to chime?
Well, you can if you want.
Right.
No. That's going
to
do any good.
Well, the reason why one emailer asked me to chime. Now, they asked me to go, I'm not going to do because they want me to kind of launch, but I'm not going to.
All resources.
Right.
Speedy, I started this list when the Iranian leader was Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
There you go.
What is it?
Ahmadinejad.
Well, this was Mahmoud. This may have been his daddy.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad.
This is what I'm talking about.
It was Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
I think we even said Trout Ahmadinejad
is his last name. I think this is close enough. Yeah. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
I wish we could go to break.
What's the next one, Bubba?
Register.
Okay.
Register.
Register.
Give me
throw a D in there.
Give me statistics.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. He's a good
statistics.
There it is.
Statistics.
Stats. Toyota.
Toyota's one on here too.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota.
I got better at it.
Yeah. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
God, don't.
No, Chihuahua.
There you go.
Chihuahua. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go back to Massachusetts and use that chew for Chihuahua.
Massachusetts.
Now Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
We're on fire now.
Here's one I still struggle
kindergarten.
With. I still really, you know, I have Massachusetts up here, but
no, boy, you said it wrong.
Well, I have it on here wrong. I need to correct it.
You need to put the way he told you to say it.
I have S-I-S at the end. It's S-E-T-S.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't make that correction.
Let's see. Where was it here? If you are... Vulnerable.
No, that's a tough one.
I've got it though, right? Vulnerable?
No.
Vulnerable.
You know what I mean? Vulnerable. It's not Vern.
That's a tough one right there.
Vulnerable. Boy, that's tough. I think that one's still on though. We ain't got list.
You got any interest in present tense and past tense today on verbs?
Not really.
I didn't know how far we were going.
Yeah. Deuteronomy. I finally got to say that.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's not bad.
I just love that word.
I
know that page is kind of going a little bit. Which ones are you passing up?
Hydroxychloroquine. I got it.
What's
hydroxychloroquine?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Resdesimir. I could say it.
Okay. Well, I think vanished off the face of the planet.
Yeah. You know, some of them I have how I would pronounce it down here, but I can't even recognize the word, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So say it then.
Ivermectin. I had it. Yeah. That was back during the pandemic.
Right.
Boy, some of these, I don't even know what they are. I guess I should have wrote down what the actual spelling of it next.
Well, just say it, though, how you have it.
Speedy, I don't even know how to start some of this.
Right. Adler, I see you're back.
Hey, Adler.
Some things never change.
Hey, buddy. Yeah. How you doing?
These type of segments really frustrate him because
– That's okay.
Yeah.
We've come a long way. Why can't we all be happy about progress? I mean, there's been a lot of progress here.
Absolutely. I felt so out of the loop. And then we had Bubba doing reps of Chihuahua, and I feel like I'm just right back in the loop again. So I'm good. Glad to be back, guys.
Well, yeah. Glad to have you back, buddy. All right, so we'll come back. We may even chat with Adler, see how everything's been going, and wrap this hour up since he's back with us. 866-WE-BE-BIG's our number. Also our website, Rick and Bubba. Spell out the word and.com. More Rick and Bubba right after this.
Rick and Bubba.
9 minutes to the top of the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. Eddie Van Adler, as I mentioned, has returned. He's coming in a little later in the show, going to help us out with the Bible study.
And there he is.
And there he is. You have been out getting the wife and children settled in. You have a new baby. Tell us how Ez is doing right out of the gate.
What's up, guys? Little Ezra James is doing awesome. He is just a tiny little potato of a little man, and couldn't be more proud of him. He's sleeping at about 2 to 3 hours at a time.
Okay.
As far as at night, so that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Not too bad. You know,
not starting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so real good.
We're doing, I'm doing everything I can while I'm not full-time back at the show, so I'm handling the nights, so that's...
Have you?
I'm real tired.
Do you ever worry sometimes that you, because you realize you went all in because you're not having to go to work right now, which is great, but that you almost will leave too big a gulf when you go back to work. Yeah. You have to be careful of that.
Yeah. You know, something I'm learning, guys.
Yeah.
Is that like dads are important.
Real important.
It's crazy.
Yeah, really.
Who would have thought?
I know.
But it's awesome. I'm loving it. This has been a little bit different because with Ruby, it was COVID, it was lockdowns. I was home for 8 weeks working from home.
Good night.
This time it was 8 days. But hey, you know, you use the time that you got. You know, so.
So what is? How's Ruby taking to this?
She's doing good. She is. There's some changes. You know. That she's dealing with, but she's taking it out on us, the parents, not little Ezra James.
And that's
so
good.
That's
okay,
fine.
Okay, that's good.
It's good.
Now, how is she taking it out? Like, what do you mean?
Not overly thrilled with the new member.
No, well, it's...
Y'all went out and got this baby boy and brought him in our house. What's up with that?
She's great with the new member, but it's like when I say, okay, Ruby, it's time to change your diaper, now it's like I'm going to stomp and scream in your face, no, no, no.
Oh,
where it wasn't quite as violent.
You weren't like
before that.
That.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, okay, a little bit of animosity, some subconscious animosity. I think.
So she hasn't figured out that the baby stole mom yet.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's probably a little bit of that where they always go through a little bit of regression because they realize so the more babyish you act, the more attention you get. And so there's a little adjustment there.
She is acting like a baby sometimes. Yeah, you know, she'll but do
that,
the baby
that, thing. That she'll get through that.
Yeah, and it's super cute. So you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Some news stories real quick that I missed out on, and you guys can tell me if I'm understanding this right. So, y'all remember back in 2009 when there was like the balloon boy hoax with the boy?
Yeah.
Evidently, that happened again, and it's a Chinese boy.
Close. Yeah, you're sleep deprived. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
I've been out of the loop.
You're close, buddy. Yeah. That's somewhat right.
Right.
Guys, it's one of the hardest things I've been dealing with is going back to sleep after you get up to feed a kid, because I'm not used to, you know, to Ruby yelling in my face. The little man yells in my face, too, when I'm changing his diaper. You
sure.
know?
Oh, yeah.
Screaming, kicking, fighting. And that's another thing. I'm used to changing Ruby's diapers, but she's like, upset, but she's not actively, like, kicking and, you know, fighting and, like, doing mini jiu-jitsu against me. You
right,
know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, little man is.
Yeah.
And, oh, how my goodness.
Tiny little legs.
He's so tiny. It's unbelievable. I can't believe how tiny. I just can't believe it. But he's kicking and fighting, and your adrenaline goes through the roof at 1:15 in the morning because you're trying to get this thing back on this kid
I've changed a lot of girl diapers, the boy diapers,
well, I'm telling you,
the very first diaper I changed in the hospital, I'm changing the very first and I was like, do y'all remember in The Matrix when Keanu Reeves is in the helicopter and he's shooting the machine gun?
Oh, yeah.
And he's shooting it across the building, and he hits one of those one of the agents with the automatic fire. And he's like,
you were just getting.
I mean, the range.
Amazing. It's
the
amazing.
Range, I'm 4 feet away. Like I had to like fight the fire.
Oh, it's amazing.
The fire to get in to cap it, and you know, so.
Yeah, you'll learn. And a lot of times they don't fire till the air hits.
That's right.
You know? That cold air.
The cold air gets everybody cranked up.
So you'll learn to have a little something that you almost like a tent you'll put over in case there's a fire. Yep.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Go ahead and shield ahead of time.
Right,
it's
sure.
like diffusing a bomb.
Yeah, but you know, hey, boys and girls are interchangeable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You realize how absurd that is?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, right.
But I'm trying to do it as quick as I can and be quiet. I actually changed a diaper with a headlamp on.
I love that.
To not wake up. That's a great idea.
Oh, that's
like
fantastic.
Mommy.
That's fantastic.
I've got a headlamp on, and I'm sure little man Ez was just like, "Are we in a mine shaft right now? What's going on?"
Yeah.
But it's great, man. It's awesome. I'm just so thankful for my little family. We left the hospital, and I'm driving home, and I just can't believe it. Like, I've got a family of four, and I'm just so thankful and blessed, and I just can't believe it. That's awesome.
Now that y'all've produced two kids, you broke even.
There you go. We at least replaced ourselves.
That's true.
You know, as far as the declining population.
Of course, at the restaurant, you can no longer get that, two seats is fine, we'll just pull up a high chair.
Yes.
You're not that guy anymore.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Man, we're having a tag team now. When you're eating dinner, it's like, all right, I've gotten good at eating with my left hand because just the way where I sit in the room, my right hand is tending to some angry tiny person.
Right. Yeah. You know? But it's great. I mean, it is a wonderful chaos.
It is.
But you figure it out, and the level of tired that you get, you just think to yourself, so this is there's no other tired like it.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, there's other ways to be tired, but nothing quite feels like that feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
coming back to work to rest really hits home.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I miss my family, but it's nice that my heart rate is like down right now. It's great.
Right now, you feel more refreshed than you felt in days.
I also feel super out of the loop. Like, I've been wearing sweatpants.
Oh yeah,
and the same T-shirt for like four
absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely, rotate it again.
Yeah.
Why mess up another one?
I feel very out of my element. You know, when you haven't talked to anybody, like the first thing you talk to in the morning, the first person you talk to in the morning. That's how I feel right now, and so I apologize.
Yeah. And when you're with your wife, I mean, when the new baby comes, you really become like a platoon. So your regular conversations aren't even the same anymore.
Right.
So you really haven't carried on an adult conversation with someone who's not trying to figure this two-kid thing out.
Yeah.
You know, because you're just shoulder to shoulder trying to see if you can't move forward and get on top of what's going on.
But Erin's doing great. She's hooked up to all kinds of machines all the time.
Yes.
First
time you walk in on that, it's a little unnerving.
Can't help you with that.
Yeah, she's hooked up to some machines, and she's cranking it out. We got a fridge full. So
let me know if you guys
want to pop. I hear it's real healthy.
No. You know what? Thank you so much.
Be careful pouring syrup.
No. I think that's more of a crossing a line than Jill Biden, you know, with Kamala Harris's husband.
Yeah, did I see Jill Biden kissed Bill O'Reilly? Is that right? I'm out of the loop, you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Catch up.
And speaking of changing boy diapers, I cut a little bit of skin off the end of my thumb when I was cooking last night.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, you're awful. You really are. You came right back.
That's the way we're going to end.
You went right in, didn't you?
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba gathering right here tomorrow for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, a big and busy show. Dan Moultrie will be here to talk about the great outdoors with special guest Gary the Bulldozer Man.
All tomorrow on the Rick and Bubba show. Thanks for listening to the daily best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.